spacious skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty.
Well, this. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And today we have a fascinating guest. He's calling us from Great Britain. His name is Vladimir Bukovsky, and he's one of a small group of people over there trying to maintain the sovereignty of Great Britain as the onslaught of the European Union, intent upon destroying all sovereignty, destroying all freedom, uniting the governments, uniting the currency, a common economy, and then, of course, a one state where everybody is subservient to the all-power central authority. And Great Britain, the glory of Great Britain that once was the most dominant force in the world, will simply become a remembrance of things past. Well, Mr. Bukovsky has talked about this. He's addressed the parliament. He's talked to all over Europe, trying to get people to understand what's going on. Thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening.
Well, good evening. It's afternoon here, evening on the East Coast. But why don't you just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, those people who don't know who you are, but you're well known over in England.
Oh, not only in England, but also in Europe and to some extent in the United States, but that was long ago. People have very short memory. I was exchanged in 1976 for a Chilean communist leader. I was in jail in Russia, and he was in jail in Chile. And at that time, a high light of Cold War, we were exchanged in Zurich, Switzerland. Ever since then, I've published 8 books. I've made my dissertation, my thesis in neurophysiology. I'm a scientist by profession, but I still kind of follow the political developments in East-West relations. Published 8 books about it and hundreds of articles.
Well, of course, you were concerned that the people of the West are giving up their freedom to a centralized authority as existed in the Soviet Union, aren't you?
Well, it looks remarkably similar to what we used to have in the former Soviet Union, which collapsed about 13 years ago. European Union is just following the same pattern. Of course, we all understand that the model they are adopting is much milder than the Soviet Union. I mean, it's not sending people to Siberia as yet, but all the trappings are the same, and the structure is very similar. It's very undemocratic, it's very oppressive, it prohibits people to say what they think. It doesn't allow us to dispose of a government which is governing us. It's undemocratic, oppressive, dictatorial, you name it.
Well, of course, that sounds like any authoritarian society. It doesn't matter whether you call it communism or Nazism or fascism, but it's the turning the back on the traditions of Great Britain, which are always based upon a parliamentary type of democracy. Isn't that correct?
Well, our parliamentary democracy is suspended at the moment because of all these kind of agreements which were made starting with 1990, then 92, then 93, kind of inter-European agreements which would be kind of salami tactics.
Hold that thought for just a moment here, please.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this afternoon here on the West Coast is Mr. Vladimir Bukovsky. Of course, he's calling from Great Britain. It's just about midnight over there. But Mr. Bukovsky was a prisoner in Russia back many years ago. He was exchanged for a communist who was being held in prison in Chile, and so he gained his freedom and came to Europe, and then eventually he chose to live in England, and he's been, of course, very, very concerned as he sees many of the same authoritarian concepts being introduced in England and throughout the continent that were introduced in Russia. Centralized authority, restrictions of the right of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, all done in the name of course, doing away with hate laws and fairness. A government that is increasingly remote and distant from the average individual. The same sort of things we begin to see here in the United States as we begin to consolidate the Western hemispheres, and this is really the plan here, is to actually follow what's happening in Europe. There is a master plan, I believe. And we're, of course, beginning to break down our trade barriers here in the West. And then, of course, the next thing will be a common currency and then a common government. But they can't tell the American people there is a master plan because, of course, they would object to it. And it isn't the feeling in England. Most people there don't want to give up their British sovereignty or give up the British currency, or are most people willing to go along with what's happening?
No, well, most people in Britain now, according to all the opinion polls, up to 70% don't want to give up their sovereignty. But mentioning what you already mentioned, a kind of surreptitious encroachment of this totalitarian system on all of us, when it started in the early 70s, and when British people had the only time for referendum on the European market, they were assured that the whole arrangement would have nothing to do with reducing sovereignty of British state. It was officially announced by the Prime Minister of the time, Ted Heath, who would assure us all that the arrangement of European common market, as it was called at the time, will have nothing to do with sovereignty. It will be only a convenience for trade and exchanges. And then, now, when we look at it in retrospect and see all the secret documents which were declassified now, we suddenly realize that these politicians were lying.
You're going to have to hold that thought for just a moment, but I think it's so important for America to understand our politicians are lying too. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Vladimir Bukovsky, and we're talking about what is happening in Great Britain. And he pointed out that the English people were originally told when they went into the common market there in Europe, this had nothing to do with sovereignty. Oh, we wouldn't give up British sovereignty. We can assure you, you can trust us. We wouldn't lie to the American people. And the Prime Minister swore to the British people that this would not do away with their sovereignty. And, of course, he knew he was lying, as Mr. Bukovsky has said. They've come across all these declassified documents that show that the politicians were lying. Well, here in the United States, we're being told, oh, we're not going to give up our sovereignty. You know, this is just a trade. We want to take down the trade barriers. It's going to get so much more jobs. And, oh, look at those great markets we have over in China. 1.3 billion people there. We can sell all our cars to, and we're going to be able to. We're going to have so many more jobs. And yet, anybody with half a brain of intelligence realizes that our economy is beginning to sink. We are losing our jobs, we're losing our technology, we're losing our factories, our value of our currency is dropping, and there is another agenda behind what's going on today. Well, let's go back then to Mr. Bukovsky and what's happening in England, and now you find out your politicians lied to you. Well, can you just simply say, well, they lied to us, we're not going to go along with this, or have you crossed the Rubicon, as it were, as Julius Caesar did, and you've reached a point of no return?
Well, in Britain, we still have a fighting chance. If people want to fight, and I doubt they would, I wish they would, we still have some fighting chance. If public would revolt and make a major stage against these things, we still can win. But, you know, the problem of today, Dr. Stan, is that people are apathetic. They don't believe there is a connection between their own expressions and their future. They believe it's all out of their hands, so they would not do anything. And that's the most tragic thing. We still have some chance to do something. We still can stop the bloody thing. But no one would do, you know. People would be apathetic.
Well, I think that perhaps you, having lived under tyranny and been imprisoned under communist tyranny, feel much more deeply about what freedom is all about than the average person in Britain who's always been more or less free. Yes, he sees a little bit at a time, losing certain amounts of his freedom, and certainly I'm sure you're experiencing the same thing we are over here in our war against terrorism. Oh, we have to give up our freedom because those wicked terrorists want to take away our freedom, so we've got to give up our freedom and allow ever more government surveillance. But going along with this, of course, is this idea of losing your national identity and losing your sovereignty, because once that happens, then you become subject to international law, no longer to British law. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah. Well, look at me. I mean, the usual accusation against anyone who is against European Union is, he is a small-time Englishman, right? I don't feel into that particular vacancy. I am a Russian, naturalized British citizen, who earns money by publishing books in France and Germany, publishing articles in the United States. I am a chairman of a huge organization in Italy. For Christ's sake, I mean, you cannot depict me as some kind of a xenophobe. You know, I live by being around, by being with many nations. And yet, I do understand that what they suggest right now with the European Union is not in the interest of any nation, British or otherwise. It's hostile to any nation in Europe. It's something which we all experienced when living in a Soviet Union. There was an experience of creating some kind of a quasi-national entity. We were told that the purpose of the Soviet Union to create a new historic entity called Soviet people. Now, European leaders now tell us that the whole idea of European Union is to create a new national entity, historic entity, called Europeans, you know. It doesn't work. I've seen it in the Soviet Union, and I know it never works. Because nations, being nations, they adhere to their own national roots. And in due time, whatever you do to them, they would revolt. If you try to merge them by force, it creates a backlash. Nations start hating each other just because you force them to live under the same roof. There is no better way of making nations the worst enemies than to force them to live under the same roof.
Or to force your culture onto their culture when they don't want your culture.
Exactly. I mean, we love each other, we joke on each other, we allow ourselves. I mean, there is no law against jokes on national character, which is ridiculous. If anything helped us in the Soviet Union not to kill each other, it was jokes. We were joking, you know, about each other. Russians about Estonians, Estonians about Armenians, Armenians about Georgians, Ukrainians about Georgians, Georgians about everyone else. And we were laughing, and that saved us from killing each other. And now in Europe, you're not supposed even to joke about people, you know?
And of course,
it's completely insane. These people in European Union, they're not only utopians, they're worse kind of utopians. They will drive us to killing each other.
And of course, you're speaking to these people, these elite people, who really believe that they know what's better for us common people, and they want a utopia where we all live together happily under their authoritarian rule.
Yeah.
Well, how do the people in Italy and in France and in Germany, where you, I'm sure you travel to often, is there an awareness there, you know, of what's happening, or have they been under socialism for so long that they really don't see what's happening?
You know what happens in Europe, as it does in most countries of the world right now, most people today are apathetic. They just don't care about everything. You know, minority of the people who understand what we are talking about, they're up in arms. They just want to protect themselves, they want to stop it. But it's a minority. We are dealing with a minority of people against corrupt elite. And that's terrible. You know, what do you do against corrupt elite? In historical perspective, the only way to deal with corrupt elite was a revolution. But in today's world, revolution is not an option anymore. We don't have it. You know, technically we cannot do it. It's, you know, technically it's too much against us and in favor of a government. So revolution is not an option. How do you dispose of corrupt elite?
That's a very big question.
Believe me. Can we dispose of them by vote? No. There is no democratic rule how to dispose of a corrupt elite. You have to find out some other ways of doing it. They are thinking about it. Massive protests, whatever, you know, but there is no democratic rule of getting out of it.
And, of course, the thing is that over in England, I know you have two major political parties and then a small party that at least you are at least somewhat affiliated with. And over there, both political parties are dedicated to this whole thing because they took over both political parties long ago. So there would not be an option for the people because they don't believe in representative government. They believe in the facade of representative government and giving the people the idea, oh, you can go to the polls and express yourself. For all the good it's going to do, because nothing is going to change. Would that be a fairly fair appraisal?
Look, Dr. Stan, it's very simple. A democratic system works as long as competition works. It's like market. You know, as long as the goods compete on the market, the consumer wins, right? Because they compete.
Right.
As soon as they agree between themselves to fix the whole thing, there is no competition and there is no market. What we have right now in Europe is a corrupt elite which in between themselves agreed not to protest against certain things, not to make any common stance against these things. And once they decided it, there is no option for electorate as well. Our election system does not allow us to choose between those who would opposed to this dictatorial system emanating from Brussels and those who would accept it, you know? So we don't have a choice. When we have an election is between two shades of shit, as we say in Russia. You know, well, in Russia, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say publicly these kind of things, but in Russia there was a very old joke. You become, under socialism, you become expert in the shades of shit. You always know what shit is better and what shit is worse, you know. So you would choose, oh, okay, this shade of shit is better, so I vote for it, you know, because I'm not given any other choice. That's absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable from my view.
Well, it certainly would be if we were going to maintain a free society. Over here in the United States, you know, most people really don't believe we have a ruling elite. We do have a left wing in our country that's been talking about this for a long time. But on the conservative side, most of the people are simply going along to get along. They keep thinking that, oh, if we just get the Republicans in, everything's going to be fine. And then we find out that they're spending far more than the Democrats ever did. But they can't believe that this really has any significance. It must be that the Democrats are somehow forcing the Republicans to do all these bad things and drive us into fiscal chaos. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment or two with Vladimir Bukowski. And of course, we will welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 right here at Radio Liberty.
understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, Inroad to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000. 4,000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs, in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Vladimir Bukovsky, who is a Russian who is living in England today as a naturalized citizen. And, of course, he sees what is happening there. He values freedom, but like so many Americans today, most Americans are so apathetic. Why, we could never lose our freedom. They don't understand what it would be like to live without freedom, just as the average Englishman doesn't understand what is happening, but the further government moves away from the individual, the more tyrannical it becomes. And, of course, the secret of America and our freedom, even more so than in England, was the limitations placed on the power of government. Well, that is increasingly becoming simply a remembrance of things past, as the power in Europe moves to a parliament there under the control of an elite. They control the media, they dominate, and, of course, what they want to do is control every aspect of human endeavor. occur. And if you don't believe they have a master plan, you need to read the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the 1992 the Earth Summit meeting held in Rio de Janeiro. And we have a summary of that in our sustainable development syllabus. They really do intend to lower the living standards of the middle class and the lower class, the vast majority of the people, everybody but the elite, because, of course, they believe that the only way we're going to be able to sustain the future generations is to impoverish the people today. And people say, that's crazy talk. Well, we're dealing with people who have a different worldview. They don't look at the world as you and I do. Mr. Bukowski, of course, is working with a party over there. Is there any way people who are listening to our program in Europe or in England could get in touch with your group?
Of course. We have several groups in Europe who are trying to oppose this encroachment on our freedoms. There is a campaign for independent Britain. There is a UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party. There are several groups. You can find them all on the internet if you, let's say, search for so-called Eurosceptics. Although we are not skeptics, we know exactly what will happen if we allow the Brussels bureaucracy to take over our lives. We do understand it. It's not skepticism, it's knowledge. But nevertheless, there is a common name, Eurosceptics. And if you look for that, you'll find a number of groups and parties. And look, UKIP, United Kingdom Independence Party, have won 17% of popular vote in Britain in the last European elections. So that's a serious party now. They've got 12 members of the European Parliament elected from their own party. By popular vote.
So there is an increased awareness, and 17% of the vote for a third party is really an amazing vote. And so,
absolutely, it's unprecedented in British politics. Any third party in Britain would be always consigned to some kind of a backbench with 10 to 20 places in Parliament. The UK Independence Party suddenly soared to number two in the elections. They actually won over the Social Democrats and the obscured all other parties because they suddenly have got a popular mandate because they were very clear on one issue. They wanted Britain out of European Union. And that's a popular mandate. People don't want to be a part of it.
Right. Now, that website to look for would be Eurosceptics. Would that you'd look at the Google for Eurosceptics?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Fred, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know if he had noticed. I think symbolism is very important. And I see that our army in the last couple of years has gone to the beret, and now when you look at any army in the world, Russian, Chinese, European, they all wear the beret now, and I think it's probably one of the biggest symbols that they have for a worldwide army now.
Well, of course, they do want eventually a worldwide army, but this is my impression, Mr. Bukowski, and you correct me if you agree or disagree, that really what they want to unite Europe, they want to unite the Western Hemisphere, probably unite Asia, and then try to get us all into a one-world government. Do you think that there are people who would really like that?
Oh, sure. There are people in the United Nations who are actually working for it full-time. That's their job. You know, they're trying to find the way of creating government over the whole world. In Europe right now, we are just seeing it happening. And we are scared to see how simple it is, because in the absence of public opposition, in the presence of public apathy, everything is happening and no one is saying anything.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Mr. Vladimir Bukowski.
Thank you.
set on the JFK assassination. It includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and a few weeks ago, why Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, that we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Mr. Vladimir Bukovsky, who's living in England, who is, of course, hoping, against hope, that there will be a movement to stop this move towards taking England into the European Union, which will be the end of sovereignty, the end of freedom, as we've known it. And people say, oh, well, you know, it won't be so bad, you know, it's not going to be as ruthless as it was in communist Russia, just because it's socialist. Just because you have a ruling elite doesn't mean that it can be corrupt, but remember, of course, the history of civilization is always when you centralize power. Power corrupts absolutely, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I believe that this is what we're going to see, and it's about time people begin to understand that the same thing is happening here, and if we don't stop it, America will be lost. If the European people don't stop it, Europe will be lost. They do not have a free press there. Most people don't understand any more than most people understand here that our leaders in both political parties are lying to the American people, just as the leaders in England lied to them, 15 or 20 years ago, saying, oh, this is just about the European common market. There's never going to be a loss of sovereignty. And they're telling us the same thing. Don't you believe them? They know exactly what they're doing. It's just that they don't want you to understand. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Dave. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. A quick question. A little off-topic, but similar. I've been reading, hearing on shortwave and like the New American Magazine and other sources for a long time now about the reemerging of the Russian bear. I know that the Russia's been, even though the people are going hungry, their military is building up big time. My question for your guests is, Does he see Russia as being a military threat to us down the road again?
All right, fine. That's a legitimate question. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Bukowski? Is Russia really moving into democracy, or is it going back to its authoritarian
roots? It's not moving to democracy at all. Under President Putin, the so-called secret services or special services came to power. He is the faceless representative of this corporation. He came to power on their behest.
Now, are you speaking of the KGB or what?
Yeah, KGB. Yes. He was a KGB man, and he promotes KGB. About 80% of people he appointed to all the governmental positions in the country are people from KGB. And of course, you know, the problem with the KGB people, particularly that level KGB people, is that they never understood why Soviet Union collapsed. Like Hitler believed that Germany collapsed in 1918 because everyone betrayed it, particularly Jews betrayed it. So these people believe that the Soviet Union collapsed because of the betrayal. They don't understand that the Soviet system was not capable of living. Something I understood being 16-year-old. They still don't understand it. They believe it's a betrayal. So they believe they can restore a Soviet power and glory and whatever it was with a great power back. You know, it's incredible. They try to do it. That's why they make all this mischief in Ukraine, in Moldova, in Georgia. It's all because they believe they can easily restore the power of the great Soviet system. They don't understand that the system was collapsing before they actually came around, because the whole idea of socialism was corrupt.
And this whole idea
is too much for them to understand.
And this whole idea of centralization of power and all the central authority providing for everything, regulating the industry and regulating the economy and regulating education, almost just like we're doing here in America.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid the processes we are talking about are very similar. Let them be in Britain or in the United States. People in politics, in public life today, most of them are socialists. They believe that they are more smart than we are. You know, you and me, common people, buying in the market, paying for our houses, you know, getting the credit, whatever. They think they are more smart. They can actually regulate us. I mean, well, I live in this world 27 years in the West. 27 years. I don't believe that anyone should regulate me. I can make my own decisions. Do you believe that any governmental body should regulate you?
No.
I doubt it.
No, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I believed
whatever.
That.
Whatever we are doing, buying a house, buying some kind of goods in the market or whatever, we are entitled to have our own decision. But these people don't believe in it. They believe they know better.
Well, of course.
They know what to do with our money much better than we do, you know.
You know, one more question, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Yes. Now, what about the young people who are, of course, the future of the world? Are the young people in Russia, are they false as baloney, too, about the Russian bear, or are they kind of singing a different tune? Because the Russian, just like in this country, the young people are our future. So are the Russian young people, are they falling in lockstep with these ideas?
No. No, listen, we have another problem in Russia, as well as in Ukraine and Belarus and Kazakhstan. Most of the brightest young people want to get out. I have with me staying right now a young man of 20-year-old. He says, I will do anything to get out of that country. Anything. If I have to marry someone, if I have to go through whatever loop, I will, but I wouldn't go back to Russia. You know, that is a tragedy. Our youth, the brightest and the best of them, want to be out. And that's a tragedy. That's why I'm saying there is no future for any Eastern country. Because the future is youth, as you quite rightly said. And the youth doesn't want to stay there. they want to get out.
But of course, if the West goes exactly the same way towards centralized planning and an all-powerful bureaucracy, then there will be no place for anybody to escape.
Don't worry, Dr. Stan. If these people come to the West, like Poles and Hungarians and Czechs, they have enormous experience of dealing with this kind of centralized regulations. And these people know how to bust it. That's what they were doing for the last 50 years. That's the best hope we have.
Well,
if
maybe
we have enough Russians and Poles and Hungarians and Czechs and Bulgarians coming to the West, that's the best solution, because it would destroy every pretense of socialism in this world.
Well, of course, they understand how important freedom is. We've sort of forgot about it here. Dave, does you have anything else you want to ask?
Just keep up good work.
Okay, God bless. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And certainly Mr. Bukowski understands what freedom is all about, having been in a Soviet prison, eventually, of course, being traded for a Czech communist and having the opportunity... For a Chilean communist and eventually, of course, coming to live in England. And but of course, he travels throughout Europe, and he knows what the tempo of the people are there. And really, of course, don't you think that sometimes affluence can be a terrible curse? People become so complacent when, of course, they're living well, they forget about freedom, and they value materialism much more than these altruistic ideas of freedom and liberty and individualism?
Of course, people become blasé. You know, they accept it as kind of a given thing to them. It really annoys me enormously. They don't understand that for any human achievement, you have to fight. You have to fight. You have to put your life online in order to get it. And if you are not prepared to do that, then there is no democracy. Democracy is built on human ability and willingness to sacrifice their own freedom for being independent, you know.
Oh, I agree with you totally. Now, the website was Euroskeptic, that Euroskeptic?
Yeah.
That's the correct spelling?
I think it's correct, yeah.
All right, fine. Well, there is a growing movement in Europe, and certainly in Great Britain, with them getting 17% of the vote, this political party, a third political party, because the people suddenly begin to realize that they're being trapped and that they've been lied to by the politicians. But 17% is not enough to have, begin to change things. Do you see the movement, though, beginning to grow increasingly as the hand of tyranny descends upon Great Britain?
Well, it's a very strong message sent to the establishment. And the message is, we do understand that they have sold us down the road, and we are not going to stand for it. You know, 17% in the European elections is huge. It's huge. Just to understand, polls, they went to the polls, something like 20% of the vote. In Slovakia, it was about 16% of the available vote who went to vote, you know. So if you have in any country 17% of a vote saying no to Europe, it's very powerful.
Well, let's hope and pray that that number will grow. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Pennsylvania. Mike, did you have a question for our guest?
I have a question, and I have a preface it with a comment. I think, I don't know if that book, Vladimir, is still in print, your book, To Build a Castle, that chronicled when you were in the psychiatric ward in Russia.
to build a castle, I never...
Yeah, it was a very long book. It was, you know, it was published in 1978, I think.
That's when I first heard of you.
Yeah.
And, boy, there's a book for people to read about the coming nightmare.
Yep.
And, anyway...
Did you have a question?
I gotta say, I'm pessimistic. Because socialism, it's something that offers you something for nothing. That's the illusion that they put forward, and people fall for that all the time.
But Mike, it's only an illusion, and your job is to help us educate people what this is about.
Dr. Stan, can I comment on this?
Would you please?
Yeah, I was for a very long time pessimistic. And now I am optimistic. I look at the long-time prospect. And I do understand that when people given a chance, a choice, of choosing for their own freedom or not freedom, majority vote for freedom. Vote with their feet, with their hands, with their lives. But it's very powerful. Let them be even a minority. But if they do, no one can stand on their way. No one. I remember in a jail in which I was sitting, hundreds of people were in for trying to cross the border with the Soviet Union and the West. They were doing it by submarines, by balloons, by gliders, by God knows what. But these people were desperate, and no one could stand in the way of their quest for freedom. You know, the desire of human beings for freedom is so powerful that no one can stand it. And, you know, the socialist dream, whatever it is, whatever the implications and attempts, is going to be completely destroyed by one thing, human feeling for freedom.
Okay, Mike, anything else you want to say?
I hope you're right, but, you know...
Mike, we're only defeated when we give up.
You know what makes me pessimistic, Dr. Stan? The dumbing down of this country.
No question at all, but...
That is what really...
But, Mike, if we're reaching more people every single day, and we're doing this 5 hours a day, and I can tell you there are new people calling all the time, and we're getting letters from them and orders from them, lots more people are learning what's going on. Don't get discouraged.
Dr. Stan, let me tell to Mike, I was very pessimistic when I was growing in the Soviet Union, and all around me the communists, including my father, you know? But the time went, and I looked around, and I kind of tuned to people, and I suddenly realized how much they hate it, how much they want to be free, how much they would accept me, an enemy of the state at the time when you could be shot for it, how much they would go and help me, just because I was an enemy of the state, for a very simple reason. I would be for human choice. I would be for human freedom, and they would do anything, anything to help me. It's incredible. If you didn't feel this kind of a power of people behind you, you would not be able to do what I did. Stand alone against a huge totalitarian state. But I knew a majority of my people were behind me.
Vladimir, I consider you a great man because you stood up to a really... you know, a monolith, and, you know, you to be admired for that, and well, I'll get off and
Mike,
somebody
you,
else.
You stand with us, will you?
Okay, Doctor.
God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, we've got just a couple of more minutes with our special guest, Mr. Vladimir Bukovsky, who's calling us from Great Britain, and he is working with a group over there who are really organizing, and they have a lot of enthusiasm of people who are suddenly waking up, and they're taking a stand against what's happened in England, because, believe me, the same psychological, the same, and I believe, spiritual forces are behind the movement to consolidate Europe, that are behind the movement to consolidate the Western Hemisphere, that were at work in the Soviet Union 75 years ago, and I believe are still at work in the Soviet Union. Because these people are motivated by this desire to create a ruling system. If you belong to the party, you are the ruling class. And, of course, it's amazing here in the West how many people of great wealth are pushing this, and this is the great lie that most people here think, that socialism is going to take the money away from the wealthy. No, they simply become part of the new ruling class. Well, what would your advice be to the people here in the United States, Mr. Bukovsky? Because you've seen it from Russia, you're seeing what's happening in Europe. What would you say to the American people?
You know, I can't say certain things to American people. I'm not sure they would understand me, because American people today are too, how should I put it without insulting them, too interested in material success. You know, in America, you're supposed to be successful. That's a great drive. You're supposed to be successful. And success in America is measured in material terms. That's what turned me off. I don't like America today. Success, in my terms, has nothing to do with material things. Success is spiritual. If you insisted on your values, if you persuaded your countrymen or whatever, your contemporaries, that your values are more important than anything else, then you're successful. Not when you buy a huge limousine or skyscraper.
You won't have any disagreement from me at all. Because
you have to understand, the majority of Americans live by material terms.
Well, maybe we can convince them that freedom is and spirituality is far more than freedom. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us today.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our 4-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a 2-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this 4-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to talk to you about a couple of things. One of them, if you don't have a big Berkey or a Berkey Light, and if you're living here in California, you have to get a Berkey Light water filter, you ought to give serious consideration to it. You do not want to be drinking fluoridated water because it'll affect your brain and the mind of your children, and the scientific studies are all there. It affects your fertility, it affects your thyroid, it affects your bones, it affects every aspect of your life. And you notice what it says there on the toothpaste tube, you know, because your toothpaste is fluoridated, in all probability. And, you know, if you take more than just a little bit of this, go to a poison center. So do you really want to poison your children? I mean, there's no question at all that this is one of the greatest frauds of all time. You need to get our 4-tape set on water fluoridation, and you need to think about getting a Berkey Light with the post filters so that you can actually protect yourself from the water fluoridation they want to put into our water. Whether they're going to be able to do it or not, well, the legislation is going to the governor, to Arnold, and of course it's passed both the House and the Senate. A lot of money has been put up because the last thing they want is the people to understand that they're poisoning our children. And I'm not saying that lightly, I mean that very seriously. Call 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and get our 4-tape set on water fluoridation. Consider getting a Berkey Light with the post filters, because that will take the fluoride out. But more than that, if you can't afford either one of them, we'll be glad to send you a little packet on water fluoridation that gives you an overview of what it's about. And we've got the scientific studies to back it up. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the packet on fluoridation. Hope you want to get the 4-tape set as well, though. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mr. Bukowski. Certainly, he's a great man. He believes in freedom. We're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men here, and we're losing it because so many of our churches have gone into the church growth movement, which is founded in the New Age. If you don't believe it's founded in the New Age, you need to get our video Diaprax in the Church. It goes into the background of this. All these ideas of New Age. We're gonna change the a message. We're going to change the Bible translations. Oh, we're going to go into these wonderful Peterson translation, which is straight New Age. And we'll be covering that much more here in the near future and show you how the wording in the Peterson, I believe it's the Peterson translation that Rick Warren uses, come right out of New Age occultic writings. The whole idea is to change the thrust of the church and to use the church to change the world. But how are we going to change it? Well, I don't think it's going to be for the better. And so we've got real problems. You need to get our 4 tapes out on the church growth movement. The video, as I mentioned, Diaprax in the Church. The apostate church. You need to get our 4 tape set on Aleister Crowley. You need to get our videos, either the 4-hour or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and realize that that music has got into our churches. Oh, it's got Christian lyrics to it. Doesn't that make a difference? And I will tell you, it really doesn't. It's the music. It's the beat of the music. They understand that. And if you don't understand that, you need to get our 4 tapes out on Musical Madness. You need to get our book, Crisis in Christian Music, by Jack Wheaton. You need to learn the truth that you're not going to get off through regular channels. And that's why I do what I do 5 hours a day, to try to get people educated. If you're living out across America, or certainly here in the Monterey Bay area, remember that we're having an all-day seminar on the 6th of November, and if lunch is going to be served, you kind of start early in the morning and go through late in the afternoon, and while we're bringing in fact, the man who actually does the They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll videos, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version, however, he's not going to talk for 10 hours, but I will tell you, it's the most amazing footage you've ever seen. You need to get those videos. You need to understand that the rock artists knowingly sold their souls to the devil. And I believe we have other people working within the highest echelons of our government today, moving us towards socialism, moving us towards a one-world government, moving us forward towards the free trade zone of the Americas and the free trade zone of Central America. They know exactly what they're doing. They're steps towards preparing the way for the coming one-world government, which will be dedicated to total evil. Now, people say, oh, well, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to be here when things get bad. Well, what happens if they get bad 20 years after America's fallen? Then what are you going to say to your children? We have an obligation. I believe we're here for a specific purpose. We're to do our best at recognizing that behind everything that's going on today are spiritual forces. There are demonic forces behind communism. Karl Marx was a Satanist. If you haven't read the book, Marx and Satan, you should get it. You need to get a 4-tape set that we have. It's called China. Or you can simply get the two videos, the two interview, two talks that Reverend Millen did. One is called, I think it's called, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, get the 4-tape sets with the China tape set. It's a really unforgettable experience. I first heard that 40 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. The 4-tape set, or you can just get the 2 tapes of talks given by by Reverend Millen. The first one is called The Devil's Heartbeat. That's it, The Devil's Heartbeat. The second is Brainwashing, What Happened When Reverend Millen Was Arrested by the Socialists Who Took Over China. Because remember, every communist is a socialist. Every socialist is not a communist, but every communist is a socialist. And they took over. Of course, they took over because we brought communism to China. Well, give us our number, 1-800-544-8927, and then pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.